I have in the studio with me some of the Watoto Children's Choir. We actually couldn't fit all of them in here because there are quite a few, but we also have the boss. Philip, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am very fine. Thanks for having us here on Hope.
You've got a good job. Must be a whole lot of fun for you.
Well, I don't take myself as the boss. I'm the chief servant of the team.
Chief servant of the team.
Yes.
Chief servant of the team. And you do a great job at being the chief servant of the team. So, Philip, you're here with the Watoto Children's Choir.
Yes.
And how many kids are you here with in Australia right now?
We have 18 children on the choir currently.
Yeah.
And we have 10 adults accompanying them while we're here on our 6 month tour.
Wow, 6 month tour, 28 people.
Yes.
No small feat. So you are here because you have a brand new production happening called Oh What Love.
Yes.
But before we get to that, can you tell us, just for those who are listening who may have never even heard of the Watoto Children's Choir before, can you paint a bit of a picture for us? What is it all about?
Well, Watoto Children's Choir is just a small part of Watoto Child Care Ministries back home in Uganda. God spoke to our pastors, Gary and Marilyn Skinner, who are our senior pastors back at Watoto Church in Uganda, and just asked them to reach out and rescue the children, the vulnerable children who were orphaned due to different situations and circumstances. And so in 1991, we started the Watoto Child Care Ministries, and we were rescuing children who have lost their parents, both their parents, to different situations and circumstances in life, mostly due to HIV/AIDS and as a result of war. And they just continued doing the work. So what we do back at home at Watoto, we rescue a child, place them in a home where there's a loving mother who cares for them. So there are 8 children in a house, and in the village where they live, there's a school, there's a hospital, there's a playground for them to play, there's a clinic when they are not feeling very, very well. And essentially what we're trying to do is rescue children and raise them up to be the next generation of African leaders. Because
awesome.
We believe that by doing that, we will be able to bring transformation to the nation of Uganda and the continent of Africa as well. So that's what the child care ministries back home in Uganda does. So as the choir is here, the choir travels for 6 months and then we go back home. But our main reason for traveling is just to share the love of Jesus with each and every person that we meet. You know, God has actually been so amazing to each of the children. The fact that they're actually here and alive and well and able to testify of his goodness is just a wonderful thing. So while we're here on our 6 months tour, we share the love of Jesus with everybody. We want to tell everybody we meet that there is hope. It doesn't matter the situation they're going through. And so that's what we do as the Watoto Children's Choir.
Wow. So all of these kids have lost their parents.
Yes, they've lost their parents due to different circumstances. Some of them both their parents, others just have only one parent.
Yeah, and they all live together.
Yes. What we have back home in Uganda is we have villages, and a village would be like your normal housing estate.
Yep.
And we have 3 villages back home in Uganda, and we care for over 3,000 children in those 3 villages together.
Well, you do fantastic work.
Thank you.
So such good work, and it's such a unique vision, but such an awesome vision, and it's outworking itself just so perfectly.
Thank you.
And you guys are going to perform for us a little bit later on, but
yes.
We also have here in the studio, Procy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what I love about your story is that you were part of the Watoto Children's Choir.
Yeah.
Now you've grown up and now you're part of the leadership of the choir. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
And tell us a little bit about that journey for you.
I entered into the care of Watoto when I was a young girl. At the age of 6, I traveled on the choir like these children are doing today. And then I went back home, did normal school, was like a normal child, and then went through university, and then I graduated. And after I graduated from university, that's when I got the privilege to travel once again as an adult, as a leader on the choir. It's an amazing journey to see how I was, and I am a part of the leaders that are growing these children. It's a privilege for me.
Now, we also have in the studio, now, as I mentioned, we can't fit everyone in here,
yes,
but we have two very special members of the choir, Joseph and Priscilla. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Priscilla, why don't we start with you? First of all, tell us how old you are.
I'm 11 years old.
11 years old. All right. And is this your first time to Australia?
Yes.
And what do you love about Australia? If anything.
The weather.
The weather?
Yes.
Do you love it? Because this is quite cold. Have you seen any of the Aussie wildlife at all?
Yes.
Yeah? What have you seen?
Kangaroos and koalas.
Nice. I'm glad that you've got to see some fun stuff. And Priscilla, what would you say is the best part about being part of the Watoto Children's Choir?
We get a privilege to go to new places that we've never seen. And we also meet new people.
I love it. I love it. Now, Joseph, over to you. So how old are you, first of all?
I'm 13 years old.
13. And is this your first time to Australia?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And what are you loving about it so far?
I love about the weather.
You guys love the weather.
I love the weather and there are animals here which we don't have back at home, like kangaroos, koalas.
Yeah. What are you most excited for with the rest of the tour that you've got on?
The most exciting to me is we play and swim, we have fun.
Nice. And you were saying before that you have been able to get to the beach, which has been amazing.
Yes. It's so good.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, Joseph, can I ask you, you know, you're only 13 years old and you are traveling the world singing praises, singing God's worship, his songs, his message. What would you say to another 13-year-old who hadn't met God or heard about God? How would you explain God to them?
I'll tell them that God loves you. I'll tell them that the thing which you have passed, don't remember them. And then you put God first.
I love it. All right. Well, guys, we are going to hear you perform.
Yes.
Very soon, which I'm pretty excited about as well. Now, can you tell us, Philip, for people who are wanting to go and see Oh What Love?
Yes.
So that is the tour you are on at the moment. It's a brand new Watoto Children's Choir production.
That's true.
What can they expect from a live show?
Well, lots and lots of things that you have never seen before. Our new production, Oh What Love, is actually most of the music that we are doing is written by people from back home in Watoto Church back home. It's upbeat African, a bit of it, and it's exciting music to sing and dance to. And you see, every culture has its own kind of way it celebrates, but the music that we are doing is really focused on telling people what God has actually done in the lives of these children. Like you know, we rescue children who've lost both their parents, and it's a sad story to hear where they come from and the facts that they've been through and the horrific things that they have seen. And sometimes when we present that, we stop at telling them what we are doing. But this time around, we decided, hey, God has done amazing things in each of these children's lives. How about we tell people what God has actually done?
Yeah.
And
awesome.
So through Oh What Love, we sing of God's goodness and God's love to each and every one of the children. We show people that actually doesn't matter where you're coming from, God can actually turn your life around. And so we focus on doing that this time around. And it's an amazing thing just to see the children sing and dance. And so if someone comes to the concert, they should be ready to sing and dance with us.
Now, Philip,
yes.
I heard a little rumor.
Yes.
That the concerts are actually all completely free. Is that true? How can that be true? But is that true?
That is very true. It's a free concert, and anyone who comes, first come, first serve. If you get a seat first, nobody's going to move you. And that's because we're here to bless people. So there's no charge to it, but just come ready to watch the concert. And if you'd love to support the work that we do, you can actually give towards the work that we do, but that's out of your own heart, out of the feel that you get if God leads you to do it. Or you can actually sponsor a child for $43. Every month. And again, that's up to you when you see the concert and enjoy it. And if you see that you can make a difference in the lives of the children in Africa, you can go ahead and do that. If someone wants to see where we are, well, you can just go to our website, which is www.watoto.com. Just click see the choir and you see every place that we're going to be at here in Australia.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for having us.